The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all listeners out there. You're listening to Daily Namana, which has Namana Ahmed. Inshallah you well and inshallah you enjoy this week's episode. Daily Namana is supposed to be a weekly show, but somehow I've been doing it nearly a month for the first right, but I'm trying my hardest to get back to weekly, but yeah. Where I talk about a variety of topics, and sometimes I do interviews as well. And if you want to give me suggestions, you can follow me on Instagram, Namana Official, or if you got my number, you can text me there and you can send me suggestions or topics to talk about. So, inshallah, as well as continuing 99 names, Allah's Wonder, this Mini's Quran Hadith series, I'll be talking about, now this is going to be a strange topic, but it's basically leadership's principles that we can learn from an eagle. Yes, I know, weird. But I think I'm going into like an animal theme for a bit. So that's what we're talking about this week, and inshallah you guys enjoy it. It's time for the 99 names Allah's Wonder series. This week we're looking at El Latif, which is the knower of subtlety. Al-Latif is the one, gratitude, the one who's kind to service. Allah's Wonder is Al-Latif, the most gentle to people and care for them. Although they can be opposite to his act, he's kind and understanding to the details of individual circumstances. His actions are so subtle, can't observe or understood. Does things for you and never know. That's the name of Allah's Mandala to call when asked to help through harsh. So from the mention of Al-Latif from the Quran and Hadith. From the letters Lam Ta Fa, which can be stand for to be thin, elegant, grateful, gentle, kindly, and like to know all affairs, and also like to treat kindness, goodness, and gentleness. All the names of Allah's Mandala are beautiful and complete, but Al-Latif have a special place in the believer's heart, as it can deeply goes into the human spirit that has many meanings, and it just basically has the characteristics of gentleness. So from Surah 6, Ayah 103, vision, perceive him not, he all visions, and he is a supplement, he actune. Surah 33, Ayah 54, and remember what is recited in your homes of the verses of Allah's Mandala and wisdom. Indeed, Allah's Mandala is ever supplement and actune with all things. Surah 42, Ayah 19. Allah's Mandala is subtin with his servants. He give provision to those he will. He's powerful and exalted and mighty. And the last one is Surah 63, Ayah 14. Does he who creates not know? Whilst he subtin the attitude. So, JazakAllah for listening. Next week, we're looking at Al-Habir, which is number 31. Yeah, 31. So, inshallah, you guys enjoy it, and you can hear more of these next week, inshallah. So, now I'm going to play you guys in a sheet called Gomorrah. Well, it's a Qasida, but I like to say Qasida sometimes. So, basically, I'm going to play you guys in the sheet / Qasida called Gomorrah and Sambam Mikam Mala. Yeah, inshallah, you guys enjoy it. And after the break, I'll talk about this leadership qualities you can say from an eagle point of view. And yeah, enjoy this Nishi break.
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي. الله الله وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي. الله الله وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي. الله الله وعم نوالها كل العباد وعم نوالها كل العباد وعم نوالها كل العباد. حبيب الله يا خير البرى يا الشمس منه والبدور. الله الله ولا ظل له بل كان نورا. الله الله تنال الشمس منه والبدور. الله الله ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا. ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا. ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا. وكل الكون أنار بنور طه.
Hello to all the listeners once again. Welcome back to Daily Reminder, which is Naman Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoy Gomorrah by Miguel Mahala. And now I'm going to go on the other half of the episode. So this week we're giving like six leadership things to learn, basically from like an eagle point of view. So be an eagle, don't be a cockroach. Six leadership principles to learn from an eagle. So number one, eagle fly alone and at high altitude. So what that mean? They don't fly with sparrows, raven, and other small animals. Meaning, stay away from narrow-minded people that brings you down. Eagle fly with eagles can keep you good company, basically. So if you are with good people and not mean people, you have goodness in life. And just like, yeah, that's my interpretation about it. And if you wonder how I got this information, it's from Suzanne Reen. She kind of sent it to me, but then kind of not. But yeah, she knows what I mean. Number two, eagles has accuracy vision. They have the ability to focus to something on something as far as 5 kilometers away. So like, it's basically kilometers, 1,000 meters. So it's like they can see something as far as like 5,000 meters. That's what it means by 5 kilometers, because kilometer is like 1,000. But yeah. No matter the obstacle, the eagle will not move his focus from the prey until he grabs it. So that part describes as they have a vision and remains focused no matter what obstacles, and you'll be successful. So, like, yes, there's going to be obstacles along the way. Yes, there's going to be challenges along the way. But if you work hard, you can achieve your dreams and hopes. Number three, eagles don't eat dead things. They feed only the flesh. So that understanding, basically, the meaning behind that is, do not rely on your past success. Keep looking for future opportunities, future goals, and yeah, to achieve, basically. And if you've done anything in the past, if you've done any sins or anything, leave them in the past, because each day, every day is a new day, basically. So, like, leave your past where it belongs, in the past, like, to forget about it. Any bad things, basically. Number four is kind of a wordy one, but I'll try and help you guys. So, number four, eagles love the storm. So, you're probably thinking, what does that mean? When clouds gather, the eagle gets excited. The eagle uses storm weather to lift themselves up. Once they find the wind of the storm, the eagles use a raging storm to lift itself above the clouds. It gives the opportunity to glide and rest its wings, whilst the other birds hide in the benches and leave off the trees. So, basically, that I understand. Basically, what I understand, and this is kind of the meaning for it. It's telling you, face your challenges, face your obstacles, face what you got ahead. That knowing, you'll get stronger, you'll get powerful, and you'll learn mistakes. Not everyone's perfect, like myself. Like, we can use these storms or stuff that's happening in life, and rise and be the better person. Achievers are not afraid to rise the great height, and they're not afraid of challenges. But we use these challenges and we use what we got ahead, not to hurt ourselves, but use it to overcome it and use it profitably. So, like, use it wisely, in other words. Number five, eagles prepare for training. So that means so the eagles remove the feathers and the soft grass in the nest. So when the younger ones get uncomfortable, sample, about flying, and when they're flying, so it's basically a preparation for flying away, in other words. And whenever they get really scared, they can go back into the nest. So basically, in human terms, you could say, is leave your comfort zone where it is. Yes, people may have certain things that they're comfortable with, but you're not gonna learn new things if you're just gonna be in your comfort zone. So, like college, for example, do things that you haven't done, or even uni, even work, or anything in life, do stuff that will grow you as a person. So that means learning new skill, learning a new sport, for example. Even learn a new song, like even in sign language or even singing, there's loads of things you can have. Like, there's loads of things. And you just need to, like, boost yourself at the end of the day. And the last one is when it's like, it's when the eagle gets old, is their feathers become weak and they can't take them as fast and high as should be. That makes them weak and could die. So they retire in a place far away in the mountains. So basically, when you get old, like when you're in like the late adulthood, elderly stage, you'll get development like dementia and like wrinkles. And you're not going to have that skill that you had when you're like 20, 30. And you will retire one day and you will like go to heaven, you know. One day, inshallah. So that is basically some leadership skills that you can take away. And yeah, inshallah, and we're trying to do more of these animal speechy types things when I can. But inshallah, you guys enjoy it, and jazakallah for listening. Inshallah, you guys enjoy the six leadership principles to learn from an ego point of view / human point of view, meaning, you know what I mean? And yeah, jazakallah for listening, and inshallah, you guys enjoy it. And till next time, Allah Hafiz, a peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. Mind, what did I do? Oh, I feel so bad, and every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away, and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.